WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Hundreds lined Rib Mountain Drive over the weekend for a protest against ICE. It was one of many protests happening in Wisconsin on Saturday and one of hundreds nationwide. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel was there.
I was thinking, you know, maybe 100 people show up, and there were over 500 people that showed up. So many young people.
The protests come in the wake of federal immigration officials fatally shooting Green Bay native Alex Preddy on January 24th, and after 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas a few days prior. Stensel says Saturday's protest reflected on those events. She said one person brought a sign that stood out.
The one that struck me the most is somebody had, it was computer generated, but it showed a little boy in the, I call them Nazi pajamas, that was behind bars. And then it showed Liam with his rabbit hat standing on the other side, and they're looking at each other.
The father and son were released following a judge's order and have been returned to Minneapolis as of Sunday. She says there were some counter-protesters expressing support for ICE.
Across the street, there was, I think, 3 people over there. And then there was, it was either 2 or 3 younger men standing in the crowd holding a Trump and Vance sign. And they just stood there. You know, they didn't really heckle anybody. You know, they were respectful.
She says organizers of the event are planning another protest towards the end of the month. It's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, month in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the State Department of Financial Institutions are celebrating the role career and technical education plays in preparing students for success. CTE helps improve academic performance, increases graduation rates, and provides students with the skills and real-world experiences needed to succeed in post-secondary education and high-demand careers. CTE programs across the state collaborate with business and industry partners to meet evolving workforce needs, support local economic growth, and prepare students for career fields expected to grow in the coming years. The Wausau School District offers CTE programs at the high school and middle school levels, including programs in agriculture, family and consumer sciences, technology and engineering, business, marketing, and more. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. Another candidate for state lawmaker has thrown their hat in the ring. John Kroll is running to represent the 85th Assembly District, which represents large parts of Wausau and Weston. Kroll currently serves on the Marathon County Board, but is giving up his seat. In a statement, Kroll took aim at the Republican-controlled state legislature, saying they've, quote, been siding with big corporations and billionaires, leaving hardworking Wisconsinites behind. Kroll could face incumbent Representative Pat Snyder, who hasn't announced re-election plans yet. Snyder won re-election in 2024 in a race against Yi-Leng Xiong, who has announced his bid for state treasurer. Marathon County contractors can get free lead contractor training through the County Health Department and the City of Wausau. According to an announcement, the trainings are aimed at helping contractors learn lead-safe work practices and earn state certifications required for renovation and lead abatement work in pre-1978 housing and child-occupied facilities. The courses will take place at the department's office in Wausau. They include lead OSHA, lead-safe renovator, lead abatement worker, and lead abatement supervisor training courses. The courses are free with a $100 deposit cash only if the participant doesn't attend the training. To register, visit marathoncounty.gov/health or the Marathon County Health Department's Facebook page. Dozens of the 575 federally recognized Native American tribes are making it easier to get tribal IDs by waiving fees, lowering the age of eligibility, and printing cards on the spot. Experts say it's the first time tribal ID cards have been widely used as proof of U.S. citizenship and protection against federal law enforcement. It comes after reports of immigration agents stopping and detaining tribal members have popped up in the last month. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than a year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin Food Waste Evaluation Report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost at home to the Celtics by 27 points. The final, Boston 108, Milwaukee 81. Giannis back for the first time in 6 weeks.
Feel good. Feel a little bit rusty, but always something new in my career.
He played 25 minutes, scored 19 points. It's the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks, 8:30 tomorrow night at Five Serve Forum. Baseball, Brewers with a day off before playing the Chicago Cubs tomorrow. 34-year-old Christian Yelich remembering the first time he met Ryan Braun after joining the Brewers.
First or second day of spring training, coming here with the Brewers for the first time 9 years ago now, which I remember we were talking for a little while in the morning. Like, it was still dark outside and all that. We were both headed to wherever we were going. Obviously, it's been crazy 8 years here. You know, first 8 years have been awesome. That we've won a lot of games and been a part of some cool moments and some great teams. And, you know, looking forward to more.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, but it will be warmer. Our high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with some fog by morning. Our low in the mid to upper 20s. That could cause the fog to frost the road, so be aware of that. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.